I think the weather at this time of the year seems more status quo than anything else. Can you give me any insight?
Well, you know, that's exactly right. Those are the right terms to use. You know, if we had gotten this crop in the ground like we wanted to, this would be absolutely perfect summer weather. And a lot of these crops are trying real hard to take advantage of the environment, but we do have that dryness issue. And really from Iowa through the heart of Illinois over to Indiana and parts of Ohio, we still are struggling. And the good news is that we don't have a lot of heat coming up, so that will help to conserve the moisture that we do have. But it's also going to keep these crops developing a little bit sluggishly. We really need a good drink of water and maybe a week of temperatures of just a few degrees warmer than we are now. But it could be worse, so I guess we shouldn't complain too much. Now, it was pretty darn cold earlier this week. I don't know if you're aware of it, but the temperature fell to 37 degrees in northern Minnesota a couple of mornings ago and set all kinds of records. And the cold went on up into Manitoba, Canada. And there's a lot of us out there that think maybe this is a little bit of what we may end up seeing when we get down into September sometime. There might have another shot of cool air. It's going to be a few weeks before we see that kind of thing come back again. But it was interesting to see such an intense cold air mass for the end of July. That's something you don't see a lot every day.
Speaking of Canada, what do the prairies look like? They've been awfully dry.
Yeah, there's. We went through a 2.5 years worth of drought across a big part of the prairies, and they got a good drink of water late in June and into early July. The soil moisture profile really improved greatly, and the crops just started responding really well. In fact, there's some folks up there speculating that the crops are really in very, very good shape relative to where they were just a few weeks earlier. But it is turning dry again. Southern Alberta really never got as much water as everybody else did. So they are kind of limping along. And I just saw the soil assessment that we finished up yesterday. And it does show that a big part of southern Saskatchewan is now drying down again. But, you know, some of the early season crops up there are already maturing and getting ready to be harvested. That would be the pulse crops and some peas, of course, and lentils. And maybe a few of the spring wheat crops are starting to get fairly far along. But so dryness at this point, it may not be as big a deal as it might have been a little earlier in the season. But nevertheless, it is still going to be dry there for another couple of weeks.
Francis had two really big heat waves. Did they get any rain recently?
Most of France got rain last weekend. However, the interior north, about one fourth of the country, really didn't get more than about 5 or 6 tenths of an inch of moisture. And it was critically dry going into that period. So they got a little bit of relief for about a day or two, but they are really still very dry in that particular area again. The rest of the country did a little bit better, but there's still a big need for fixing the subsoil moisture. It's still very low. In fact, there's other areas in Europe that are also quite dry. Those would be in the south, mostly from the Romania, let's say, on over into Ukraine. They need some moisture there. And there it looks like there's going to be some rain that will fall in those areas a little later in this next 4 or 5 day period.
Anything to report from the growing regions of China?
Absolutely. You know, we were very dry in the North China Plain through most of the spring and into the first half of summer. About 2 weeks ago, we started getting a little bit of rain here and a little bit there, and now we've got a bigger rain event coming up for this weekend into next week, and it looks like most of that dry biased area is going to end up seeing some significant relief. So I think we've seen the worst of the stress for China. Now it's just a question of whether or not we can fix the United States.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated.